Plutonium isotopes attracted great public attention after the Fukushima nuclear accident because they present a high risk for internal radiation exposure via ingestion of contaminated agricultural crops and seafood. Tiny amount of plutonium has been detected in soils and aerosols, indicating atmospheric deposition of plutonium released from the Fukushima nuclear accident in the terrestrial environment. In the marine environment, besides the possible atmospheric deposition, contaminated water was directly discharged into the offshore of the Fukushima site, which is another possible pathway of plutonium to enter the marine environment after the accident. To better understand the plutonium contamination in the marine environment after the accident, starting from May 2011, we made a 4 years continuous investigation on the distribution of plutonium isotopes in seawater and marine sediments. We determined plutonium isotopes in seawaters connected from the near coastal area to the open ocean about 900 kilometers away from the Fukushima site. The plutonium activity 239 plus 240 and the isotope ratio 240 over 239 were comparable with the baseline data for plutonium distribution in the Western North Pacific and its marginalities before the accident. This result suggests that there is no significant plutonium contamination in seawater from the accident. We also connected the marine sediment core samples within the 30 kilometer zone around the Fukushima site in the Western North Pacific about 2 years after the accident. Plutonium isotopes 239, 240, and 241, and the radiocesium isotopes, cesium 134 and 137, in the sediment samples were determined. The high activities of radiocesium and the activity ratio 134 over 137 cesium with a value around 1 suggested that these samples were heavily contaminated by the Fukushima accident released radionuclides. However, the activities of plutonium 239 plus 240 and plutonium 241 were comparable with the background level before the Fukushima accident. The plutonium isotope ratio plutonium 240 over 239 and plutonium 241 over 239 suggested that the global fault and the Pacific Proving Ground grossing fault were the main source of for plutonium contamination in the marine sediments. As plutonium isotopes are particularly active and they can be easily incorporated with the marine sediment, we concluded that the release of plutonium isotopes from the Fukushima accident to the marine environment was negligible.